Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, so we're going to continue the topic of Inyanei Tefillah, talking about different Inyanim that come up regarding davening. So last week we talked about Kavana, or the lack of Kavana, and we're actually going to touch on that again in this year. And today we're going to focus on if one forgets Yalav Yavo, and we're going to discuss the ins and outs of what it actually means when we have an omission during the davening. So first, before we get to the handout, before we get to the notes, let's just first review some of the halachas that we all are familiar with. So we know the halacha that if someone forgets to daven mincha, say, on a standard afternoon, on a Monday afternoon you forgot mincha, so you're allowed to make up the mincha by davening Ma'ariv twice. And the Gemara actually says that it's a chiddush because you're going from one day to the next. So it's not like a carbon that if you miss out the carbon tamid of one day, you can bring it the next day. You can't. Over here, mincha belongs, let's say, to Monday. And if you forget the Monday's mincha, you can still daven two Ma'arivs, even though Ma'ariv is already the next evening, that's already Tuesday, right? So you can make up the missing tefillah even the next day. So the first halacha is that if you miss a tefillah, you can make it up the next opportunity, the next tefillah. That's one halacha. And the next halacha that we all know is that if someone omits Yalav V'Yavo during either the Shacharis or the Mincha, then he has to repeat the Shmona Esrei. So say, for example, if it's Rosh Chodesh, imagine if it's Rosh Chodesh, or imagine if it's Chol HaMoed, and I forget the Yalav V'Yavo in the Shacharis, so the halacha is, I can make up the Shacharis, I have to daven Shacharis again. Right? I have to daven again. Shmona Esrei. Just the Shmona Esrei. I have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Let's say I did not realize my mistake until Mincha time. Right, so we'll see that you can repeat the Shmona Esrei Mincha time because not davening the Yalav V'Yavo is as if you didn't daven. So therefore, you can make up again the Shmona Esrei Mincha time. Okay, so those are the halachas.
But you can't add a tefillah. You can't add Yalav V'Yavo to Musaf though.
Right, that's correct.
Because if you would say, even though it would fit Yalav
V'Yavo doesn't,
it would fit perfectly when you said Ritzei, even though you've already said.
So it's interesting that you're pointing out, let's say you would miss Musaf, right? Then you wouldn't be able to make it up the next day. There's no Tashlumin for Musaf. A little bit different point than what you're making, but yeah. Now, the Gemara has an interesting twist to this halacha. So this is the Gemara. We're starting with number one in the notes. So this is Brachas Chavav Amid Beis, Tanu Rabbanan. So we learned in a Braisa. So Ta'av lehispalel mincha be'erev Shabbos. So here's a twist. If a person neglected to daven mincha on Friday, erev Shabbos, mispalel b'leil Shabbos shtayim. So he can make up his mincha, his missing mincha, with two marivs. Now, what's the novelty here? The novelty here is even though it's a different Shmona Esrei, so I'm not going to be making up the Yud Ches, the 18 or 19 brachas, I'm going to be davening a Friday night Shmona Esrei twice, right? Nevertheless, I can daven another Shabbos davening, and that will make up for the missing davening of mincha. So we see from here a very interesting point. I'm not making up the brachas that I didn't say. If I would have davened mincha properly on Friday, I would have had 18 or I would have had 19 brachas actually. Brachas. Nowadays it's 19 brachas. If I forget to daven, so I can daven Ma'ariv of Shabbos Friday night twice, even though that Shmona Esrei is a completely different Shmona Esrei.
It's only like what, five?
It's seven
six,
brachas. Seven brachas. You have the first three and the last three, and then one in between. One big one in between. So I'm making up a Shmona Esrei. So it's about the number of tefillah. I'm making up the number of tefillahs. I'm not making up the brachas that I missed before. I'm making up the tefillah. Right? It's important to understand. I'm making up the tefillah. Now, the same halach applies the other way around.
Next question,
sure.
Please. On the translation sheet, it says Shabbos afternoon, so it really should say Friday afternoon.
No, I'm going to get to there in a second.
Okay.
It's not an exact translation. It's just a paraphrase. Now, let's say a person did not daven mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So here's your case. Halacha is you can daven mitzoy Shabbos Saturday night. You can daven twice the weekday. Two weekday matters. So again, we see the same idea in the reverse.
Yes,
that I was missing the Shabbos afternoon davening. I can make up the number of tefillahs. It's as if like everyone has to have a certain number of tefillahs when they get to Shemayim, right? I can make up the number of tefillahs Mitzvah Shabbos, even though I'll be davening a completely different Shmoneh Esrei Mitzvah Shabbos than I would have Shabbos afternoon. That's the novelty. So we see from here, so I just summarize the point in Aleph. You see from here, the kivin the chaser tefillah, since you were lacking a tefillah, you were missing a tefillah, mashlim hatefillah b'Shabbos o b'chol, so you make up the tefillah, whether it's Shabbos, that means I forgot the Friday afternoon tefillah, I can make up two marvis on Shabbos, even though I'm davening a different Shmoneh Esrei of what it would have been, afop even though it's not the same tefillah that I was missing. So I can make up, if I forget to daven mincha on a Friday, say, I can make up two ma'aribs, even though it's a Shabbos davening. And the reverse, if I forget to daven mincha on Shabbos, then I can make up the mitzvah Shabbos, two ma'aribs, even though, again, it's a different Shmoneh Esrei than what I should have daven Shabbos afternoon. So it's not about making up the actual brachas that I'm missing, it's about making up the number of tefillahs that I was missing. Okay,
so,
that's the point.
So how come they don't also say Yontif too? Because most
same thing,
Shabbos
same thing.
Is Yontif.
That was just the case of the Gemara. So
no,
you're
in
right.
In the Gemara.
Let's say I would forget Mincha on Shabbos afternoon,
and
then
Mitzvah
Shabbos is Yontif. So then I would make two Yontif Shmoneh Esris, right?
It makes sense from last week if we said that the Iker Zach of Tefillah is to have. To be in a place where you have kavana for you're standing in front of the melech.
Oh, very interesting.
So that's goof of it.
So that's the essence of the
tefillah.
You say the words are almost secondary.
Yeah,
that's a very interesting point. Yeah, that's a very interesting point. Right.
Yeah, perhaps they.
I've actually heard people say that the davening is the experience of standing before Hashem, and the words are almost like secondary. I heard what Ezra was saying. I actually heard people say that the davening is the experience of standing before Hashem. Now, here's the interesting question. This is like a brain teaser. So Tosfos says over there in the spot on Chavav Mabez, Kosev Rabbeinu Yehuda. So Rabbeinu Yehuda writes the following. We have to put our thinking caps on for this. Im Ta'av Lehizki Rosh Chodesh Bemincha. Imagine if we're holding by one day of Rosh Chodesh, or it's the second day of Rosh Chodesh. So I'm supposed to say Shmona Esrei Mincha time with a Yalav Yavo. Now again, let's say I did not daven Mincha at all. So I would certainly daven mincha. I would daven two marvs, mitzoy Rosh Chodesh, even though I'm not going to say Yalav Yavo. But imagine if I daven Shmona Esrei on mincha. I did daven Shmona Esrei mincha, but I forgot Yalav Yavo. So what would happen? What's the halacha? I have to daven again. But what happens if I didn't realize my mistake until after Rosh Chodesh was over? Right? So can I make up the missing tefillah that I should have davened on Rosh Chodesh Mincha?
Because that's a weird question, because why wouldn't you realize it right away?
So let's say, sometimes it happens, sometimes you know what? I forgot it was Rosh Chodesh. Let's say after Rosh Chodesh is over, right, somebody comes over to you at night and says Chodesh Tov, and you say, you know what, I forgot today was Rosh Chodesh. So I have to daven Mincha again. The only problem is it's too late for Mincha. So you say to yourself, okay, but I can daven two marivs because I owe a Mincha. I should have repeated the Mincha. So I owe another mincha, I can make it up in Maariv. So says Rabbeinu Yehuda, if a person davened the mincha on Rosh Chodesh, but he forgot Rosh Chodesh, so what would have been the halacha had I realized? I would daven mincha again. But in this case, I didn't remember my mistake. I didn't realize my mistake until afterwards. So says Rabbeinu Yehuda, you cannot make it up.
Sure.
Why? Because why should I daven again? I already davened. Now look, I already davened all the 19 brachas of Mincha while it was still day of Rosh Chodesh. All I did was, I forgot to say Rosh Chodesh. So says Rabbeinu Yehuda, a brilliant point, I'm not going to gain anything by davening Shmoneh Esrei again. Why? Because Shmoneh Esrei I davened, and I'm not going to be saying Rosh Chodesh anyway at night because it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. So had I not davened at all...
It's a net gain of zero.
So had I not davened at all, then I would be able to make up the Shmoneh Esrei because I'm missing the tefillah, right? But if I davened already and all I'm missing is the Yalav Yavo, so I can't make that up. If I realize my mistake right away, I can daven again and say Yalav Yavo. But I didn't realize my mistake until it was too late, until it's already the next day. So I want to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei because I should have repeated it before. But in this case, there's no net gain. Because what are you gaining? The Shmoneh Esrei, you davened already. And the Yalav Yavo, you're not going to be saying anyway. So says Rabbeinu Yehuda that it doesn't pay to daven again. The expression is ein marviach klum. You're not gaining anything im yachzer v'yispal b'mitzvah Rosh Chodesh. If you daven again, if you repeat the same Shmoneh Esrei after Rosh Chodesh, there's no net gain. Harei lo yazkir o tefilas Rosh Chodesh, because you're not going to be mentioning Yalav Yavo and the Yud Ches, that's the Shmoneh Esrei kfar hispalel, you davened already.
Right.
Okay? That is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda. Says the Rush, the Rush in the back of the Gemara, he brings from the Chachmei Provinza. I don't know where Provinza is, maybe.
In France.
So says the Chachmei Provinza in France, that they say like this. They say, Kivan, and this is a quote from the Rush, the Chachmei Provinza, Kivan shelo yotza yedei chayvasai bezu hatfila, because mincha time you forgot yalav yavo. You did not fulfill your obligation with that mincha, havelei ki'ilu lo hispalel. So I underlined it. It's as if you didn't daven at all, but tzarech lispal shtayim le'erev, and you have to repeat another Shmona Esrei at Ma'ariv time at night. Afal pi she'ein mazkir shel Rosh Chodesh, even though you're not mentioning the Rosh Chodesh, or shel Shabbos, or let's say it was after Shabbos, you're not mentioning Shabbos. So it says the Chachmei Provinza, you have to make it up. So we have a machlokes, we have an argument. The Rabbeinu Yehuda brought in Tosfos says that had I not davened at all, I'd be able to make up the davening after Rosh Chodesh. But if I davened and I forgot Yalav Yavo, so what do I owe? I owe a Yalav Yavo. So I have to daven again. But if I forget to daven again, I don't realize my mistake until after Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
What's the point of davening again?
There is none.
The Shmona Esrei I did already, and the Yalav Yavo I'm not doing anymore anyway. So what do I gain by davening again? That's one opinion. The other opinion says, the Rosh says, he brings from the Chachmei Provinza, no, that since you forgot Yalav Yavo before, and the halacha would have been to repeat Shmona Esrei with Yalav Yavo, so it's as if you didn't daven at all, because you see, you have to repeat the whole Shmona Esrei. Therefore, now that I didn't do that, I get to make it up after Rosh Chodesh, even though I won't be saying Yalav Yavo. Not unlike the case of if I forgot the Mincha of Shabbos, I can make up the Shmona Esrei on the weekday, even though I'm not saying a Shabbos Shmona Esrei. So even though you're not going to be saying Yalav Yavo, you can make up the Shmona Esrei that you should have davened again before, had you realized your mistake before. Now here's the amazing thing. The Rush says, Hadavar Mukhra. Hadavar Mukhra means it's undecided. The halacha is undecided. There's no definitive ruling whether we hold like Rabbeinu Yehuda or whether we hold like the Chachmei Provinza. So therefore, says the Rush, that the Rabbeinu Yoina Zal, the Rabbeinu Yoina is in the back of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Yoina says that the only solution is to do the following, right? Because we don't know the answer. Should we daven again or should we not daven again? So the only solution is, says the Rabbeinu Yoina, that Hanachin, the proper thing to do, is to absolve yourself of the suffix, of the doubt, that you should daven in the evening as in a dava. That means you should daven with a stipulation. You should say the following. You should say, if the halacha is like the Chachmei Provinza, that I'm supposed to daven again, so I'm hereby davening again. If the halacha is like Rabbeinu Yehuda, that you're not supposed to daven again, I'm davening a voluntary davening on a davar. So the halacha is that there's a concept that since the davening was patterned after the karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash, so just like someone could bring a voluntary offering, karbanis, you can daven, you can theoretically daven a voluntary Shmona Esrei. Now, it's not our practice today, because like we said last week, we have a hard enough time having kavana the first time around. There's no reason to initiate another Shmona Esrei, but if there's a reason to, because in this case, there's a sfeik the Dina. There's a suffix in halacha if I owe a makeup Shmona Esrei, in this case of Mincha to after Rosh Chodesh. I forgot to daven Yalav Yavo. I said the Shmona Esrei. I didn't say Yalav Yavo. So according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, there's nothing to make up because the Shmona Esrei you davened and the Yalav Yavo you're not going to be repeating anyway, so there's nothing to make up. According to the Chachmei Provinza, you do have to make up that Shmona Esrei that you were supposed to say before. Therefore, you should say daven Shmona Esrei. So what do I do? So Rabbeinu Yehuda says not to daven. The Chachmei Provinza say that you should daven. So there's no definitive ruling on this case. So what should I do? So says Rabbeinu Yonah, you have no choice. You have to daven again at night with a stipulation.
Yep.
If I have to daven, I hereby am davening to fulfill my obligation. If I'm not supposed to be davening again, so then I'm davening a voluntary Shmona Esrei.
I heard that
a stipulation
for Shliach Tzibur, who doesn't feel that there's a minyan of people answering Amen. So he should stipulate that.
That's right. I've heard that also. So your Chazar Sashatz, nobody's answering Amen, so your Chazar Sashatz. If people are listening, I'm doing my Chazar Sashatz. I'm repeating. And if nobody's listening, I'm doing it a Dava. The problem is that if you're doing it a Dava, you shouldn't be doing it out loud. So it's a little bit problematic. Okay.
Can you roughly translate this in a Dava?
The Dava? Voluntary offering.
Thank you.
It's a word that's used for kurbanis, sacrifices,
okay,
that I'm
okay.
A voluntary offering.
Gotcha.
Now, just to drive home the point that this is a serious stipulation, the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Ches says the following, and this is actually the halacha. Mishnah Berurah says that if Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Friday, So this happened on a Friday. If it falls out on a Friday, and I davened the Shmona Esrei of Mincha, but I forgot the Yalav Yavo. It was only one day of Rosh Chodesh. I forgot to say Yalav Yavo during Mincha time, and I only remembered after it Shabbos. So here we're subject to the same dispute, right? Because I'm going to be davening again, but I'm not going to be davening 19. With Yalav Yavo. I'm not going to be saying Yalav Yavo because it's past Rosh Chodesh, right? So what was the solution? The solution was to stipulate that if you're obligated to, you're doing it, and if you're not obligated to, you're doing a nedava. Says the Mishnah Brura, on Shabbos, you can't do a nedava. You can't bring a free will offering on Shabbos. The only sacrifices that you were able to bring on Shabbos were the obligatory sacrifices. The carbon tamid that we brought twice a day, the bezichin, the special spices they brought accompanying the breads. You can bring the carbon musaf on Shabbos. Any of the stipulated carbonis you can bring on Shabbos. But you cannot offer a voluntary carbon on Shabbos. So therefore, to pattern it after the carbonis, you cannot offer a nedava on Shabbos. So the halacha is that in this case, because the halacha is undecided, he has no solution and he won't be able to daven again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This actually happened recently, because recently, last month, 2 months ago, Rosh Chodesh was on a Friday, and I was in Lakewood for the next Shabbos. The fellow standing next to me forgot Yalav Yavo. So he asked me what to do, right? It was ready Shabbos. So I told him this very halacha. I said that it's a machlokes if you're supposed to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei now that it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. And since it's Shabbos, you can't stipulate. So therefore you're stuck. We can't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. And that's the halacha. Now, the Kehilos Yaakov, that's the stipler. Okay? The stipler, Rav Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, the stipler. This is Rav Chaim Kanievsky's father, Libo L'Chaim. So the stipler says the following. What's the crux of the issue? What is the argument between the Rabbeinu Yehuda and between the Chachmi Provincia? What is the argument? So again, the case is that he forgets Yalav Yavo during Mincha. The halacha is you're supposed to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei in order to make up the Yalav Yavo. If one did not realize his mistake until the next day, can he repeat the Shmoneh Esrei or not? Can he make up that Shmoneh Esrei? Rabbeinu Yehuda says no, because there's no point. And the Chachmi Provincia say yes, because you didn't daven again before. So says the stipler that the crux of the issue is when the Chachamim come along and they put an insert into the davening. Now you say Yalav Yavo, like on your phone, right? They put the Yalav Yavo in, right? When they put the insert, and sometimes they highlight it, right, with blue. Yeah. So they put in the Yalav Yavo. Or we put in the same Talum Mutter during the winter. Mm-hmm. Or we say Mashav Ruach during the winter, right? We say those inserts. So how do we look at those inserts? Are those inserts as if they're part of the Shmoneh Esrei? It's part and parcel of the Shmoneh Esrei. So just like if a person would daven Shmoneh Esrei and forget one of the 19 blessings, he certainly did not fulfill his mitzvah for the essential Shmoneh Esrei, because he didn't say all the brachas. He would have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei again. When they were misakin, when the Chachamim instituted to stick in the Yalav Yavo, is it incorporated into the Shmoneh Esrei and it becomes the matbeya? It becomes the new mint, right? Like a matbeya shetavo chacham, like when you mint a coin. Right. It's an expression that this becomes the new mint. Right. Of this Shmoneh Esrei, and if you forget Yalav Yavo, essentially you didn't daven at all. Or do we say that the insert, the Yalav Yavo, is merely an overlay onto the Shmoneh Esrei? So if I daven the Shmoneh Esrei without the Yalav Yavo, davening I did, but I owe a Yalav Yavo. Now you can't just have a freestanding Yalav Yavo, so you have to daven again in order to have a place to recite the Yalav Yavo. But it's really the Yalav Yavo that you're making up. Davening you davened, right? That's the stipler. So the question is like this. The question is, if I forgot the Yalav Yavo and I have to daven again, do we say that I davened, I was yotze the essential Shmoneh Esrei, I just owe the Haskara, I owe the mention of Rosh Chodesh, and the only way to mention Rosh Chodesh is through another Shmoneh Esrei, so I'm really just davening the Shmoneh Esrei in order to carry the Yalav Yavo, or do we look at it as if, since I forgot the Yalav Yavo, I didn't daven at all? Okay? So that's what it depends on. If you hold, what was the case again for the third time? The case was that I davened I davened Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, but I forgot the Yalav Yavo, right? So I have to make up the Shmoneh Esrei. Why am I making up the Shmoneh Esrei? Is it because it's as if I didn't daven at all? That's what the Chachmei Provincia hold. Or is it because I davened, it's just that I owe the Yalav Yavo? So I have to daven again in order to have a place to say the Yalav Yavo. So the difference is going to be if I didn't daven again and I didn't realize my mistake till after Rosh Chodesh. can I make up the Shmoneh Esrei? So Rabbeinu Yehuda holds that davening, you davened already. You just owe a Yalav V'Yavo. So there's nothing to make up. There's no net gain. But the Chachmi Provincias say, since you missed the Yalav V'Yavo, at that time it was the Mateya Shetavu Chachamim. That was the new mintage of the Shmoneh Esrei. So forgetting the Yalav V'Yavo is essentially forgetting a bracha in Shmoneh Esrei. It's as if you didn't daven. Therefore, you have to make it up. Now, if you notice in the Hebrew side of the notes, so in Os Beis, I underline the critical words here. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, Harek far hispalel. You davened already, right? So it's very meduyik, it's very precise what the stipler, how he explains it. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, Harek far hispalel. You already davened. Harek far hispalel. You already davened. But the Chachmi Pradzinsia say that since you didn't say al viyavo, ki'ilu lo hispalel, it's as if you didn't daven. So that's the crux of the issue. The crux of the issue is when we have an insert, is it considered the new, is that the new order? Mm-hmm. Is that the new mint? That's the new Shmoneh Esrei. And if you didn't do it, it's as if you didn't daven at all, so therefore you have to make it up, so you can make it up the next day also without the Yalav Yavo. Or do we say that you davened, you just forgot the overlay of the Yalav Yavo, and therefore if you didn't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei at that time, there's nothing to make up because you're not going to be saying Yalav Yavo again anyway.
Isn't it a dochek to say they're making up a new mint, or a new matbeya, when the only way to make a new matbeya would be that of the 20th bracha?
So that's actually a good point. So the Chachamim, the Gemara actually asks that. The Gemara says, for example, why don't we say Choni Nadas? Why don't we make another bracha for Havdalah Saturday night? So the Gemara says, because they instituted at that time 18 brachas, we don't want to add another bracha. So therefore here also, we don't want to add another bracha. So they incorporated it into one of the brachas. But now that Hazkara of Rosh Chodesh became that day's Rosh Chodesh. That became that day's davening, right? That's the davening of that day. Now, that's the Machaikas. Now, if you recall, last week we talked about if a person daven without kavana. So remember we brought the question of the Bir Halacha. So the Bir Halacha said that in the times of the Gemara, if I would not have kavana in the first bracha of the Shmoneh Esrei, then the halacha is I would have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. So if I recall now that I realize I didn't have kavana with the first bracha, I have to repeat the entire Shmoneh Esrei. Nowadays we don't do that anymore because who says you'll have kavana the second time around? Mm-hmm. That was the ruling of the Ramah. But the Bir Halacha had a question. The Bir Halacha says that's all fine and good if I davened already and I realize now that I didn't have kavana. We say don't bother davening again because you might not have kavana the second time around. But if I'm in the middle of my Shmoneh Esrei, and I realized right now that I didn't have kavana by avos, right? How can I continue davening? It's a bracha levatala, like you said before, Bob, because I wasn't yotzei. So normally the Ramah is talking about a case where you daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei. It's after the fact. It's too late. Nothing you can do about it anyway. Should I daven again or not? So we say nowadays don't daven again because we might not have kavana the second time. But if I'm in the middle of the same Shmoneh Esrei and I realize now that I didn't have kavana during the first bracha, so it's as if I'm davening now knowing that I'm not going to be Yotze my Shmoneh Esrei, what gives me the right to go forward? Isn't it a bracha levatala? That was the Bir Halacha's question. So we gave all sorts of solutions there. The Bir Halacha says that ideally one should wait, listen to the Chazan, right, and pick up those brachas now by listening to the Chazan. That was the Bir Halacha's solution. Rav Shlomo Zalman, we mentioned last week, says that if you finish the first bracha, you can go back mentally and run through the kavana in your mind, and you can combine the kavana now with the words that you said before. So everyone's trying to have solutions how to inject kavana into the first bracha that you missed. Right? But the Bir Halacha is very troubled with this. How can one continue davening if he didn't have kavana? But the Chai Yadam says no. The Chai Yadam says that even if you realize in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei that you did not have kavana, nevertheless you should continue davening, right? And you can complete this Shmoneh Esrei knowing that you're technically not Yotzei. So we explained this machlekes, we brought a Shibuli Leket before. The Mefarshim explained this question, the same exact question. Even though the Gemara says that if you didn't have kavana, you have to daven again in the times of the Gemara, which we don't do anymore, is it the pshat that it's as if you didn't daven at all? That was actually the expression of the Rambam, that your tefillah is not a tefillah. Or is it the pshat that you davened, you just have to daven again to have the kavana component? But it wasn't the bracha levatala, what you did the first time. So that's what the Shibuli Leket says, and the Stipler uses this to answer the Bir Halacha's question. The reason why the Chai Yadam says that you're allowed to continue your Shmoneh Esrei, knowing that in the times of the Gemara you would have to repeat, because your davening is a davening, you're just missing the component of kavana. So back then, when we were sure you'd get the kavanah, you can daven again in order to add the kavanah component. But the davening was a davening, it was not a bracha levatala. So the Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim, seemed to hold that a davening without kavanah is not a davening at all. But the Chayyadim held that a davening without kavanah is a davening, it's not a bracha levatala, it's just that you have to daven again in order to add the kavanah component.
And what happens if you forgot something else?
Oh, very good. So now the question is, exactly, that's exactly what I'm going to say. So now, so it's the same machlokes over here. It's the same, it's identical question over here. When I daven the Shmoneh Esrei without the Yalav Yavo, is it that it's not a davening at all because it was a new matbeya, a new mintich?
Right.
Or do we say that you davened, you're just missing the Yalav Yavo, and you're davening again to add the Yalav Yavo component? So this is, so in Zion, I just refer back to what we said in the previous shir, that this is the same kind of a question where one is missing kavanah. Now, the stipler has your question. The stipler in Ches, he has the following question. The opportunities are limitless here of all the different things we can play around. Says the stipler like this. The stipler says, the stipler says in Ches, what happens? He has a suffix. What happens if I davened once and I forgot to say Yalav Yavo? So I have to daven again. The second time that I davened, I forgot to say the part of the winter of the same Talu Mutter, right? So what's halacha now? The first Shmoneh Esrei, I wasn't Yotzei because I forgot Yalav Yavo, but I said same Talu Mutter. The second Shmoneh Esrei, I said Yalav Yavo, but I did not say the same Talu Mutter. So what's the halacha? Do I have to daven a third time and try to get it right this time to say Yalav Yavo and say the same Talu Mutter? So the stipler says, or can I combine? So the stipler says, it depends on this question. If your whole like Rabbeinu Yehuda, that when you daven, you daven, you just forgot the Yalav Yavo. So the first one of Esrei covered the Vesein Talu Mutter. The second one of Esrei covered the Yalav Yavo. So I can combine the two Shmoneh Esreis, and I said each has Kara in the respective Shmoneh Esrei.
Gotcha.
So between the two, I got it. But if you hold like the Chachmei Provincia, that the missing of the omitting of the addition is like you didn't daven at all, so the first one of Esrei is a zero because I forgot Yalav Yavo. The second Shmoneh Esrei is a zero because I forgot the same Talo Mutter. See, even though between the two I said both, but each one independently is a zero. Zero plus zero is zero. And therefore I have to daven a third time to say Yalav Yavo and to say the same Talo Mutter. So the stipler says the question would depend on the previous Shalit. Now, truth be told, not everybody agrees to the stipler because the stipler compares missing the same Talo Mutter, the additional winter offering of the rain, he compares that to forgetting Yalav Yavo. But Rav Chaim Soloveitchik says no, that the same Talu Mutter is for sure the Matbeya. It's for sure a mintage. Because Yalav Yavo is something that you're saying it every day. Yalav Yavo is just an addition that you put in. But the same Talu Mutter argues Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that it's an integral part of the Birkas Hashanim. The request for rain is an integral part of the Birkas Hashanim. So he would say that if you forget the same Talu Mutter, it's for sure a zero and you'd have to daven a third time. But the stipler apparently didn't hold like that. The stipler seemed to compare. He puts all of the additions into the same pot. Same Talu Mutter during the winter, Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh or Cholamoy, they're all in the same pot. Do we look at it like it's integral to the Shmoneh Esrei, or do we look like a Mateya, or do we look at it like it's an overlay on top of the Shmoneh Esrei? See, he had that question. So now, I wanted to compare myself that one could ask the same question based on last week's class. Let's say I davened the first time and I said Yalav Yavo, but I didn't have Kavanah. Your question. The second time, right, in the times of the Gemara, I would daven again. Nowadays we don't. In the times of the Gemara, I would daven again. So I daven again with Kavanah, but this time I forgot Yalav Yavo. So again, it's the same question, right? Do we say that the first davening without Kavanah is a zero, and the second time you daven without the Yalav Yavo is a zero, so zero plus zero is zero. So you have to daven a third time with Kavanah with Yalav Yavo. Or do we say that each Shmoneh Esrei independently accomplished something? So the first Shmoneh Esrei was with the Yalav Yavo, it carried the Yalav Yavo without Kavanah. The second Shmoneh Esrei carried the Kavanah without the Yalav Yavo. So between the two, I can be Yotze. So I use the expression Midin Shnehem, like the Gemara in Kedushin, that you can be Yotze the two Shmoneh Esreis, Midin Shnehem, the combination of both together, you can fulfill your cumulative, your collective obligation of Shmoneh Esrei. So that's that question. Now, There's another question like this. So I wrote it a little bit out of order. So really, if you look at the end of Yud Aleph, the halacha is like this. It's a Gemara in Brachas. There are various pshatim in the Gemara. The Rashi there has two pshatim. This is one of the pshatim, and this is the pshat that's brought la halacha. So the halacha is like this. If a chazin who's davening the Chazaras HaShatz on Rosh Chodesh, he forgets Yalav Yavo, right?
The chazin himself,
the chazin in the tzibur, right? The chazin, the chazaras hashatz that once happened to you.
He's number one.
The chazin during his chazaras, so it's irrelevant what happened during his private shmonis, right? But let's say during the chazaras hashatz, right, he forgot Yalav Yavo. So should he repeat the chazaras hashatz or not? Right? And the whole tzibur is going to have to sit through a whole nother chazaras hashatz. Tircha l'tzibur. So says the Shulchan Aruch, and it's based on the Gemara in Brachas, it's based on one of the interpretations in the Gemara, that the shliat tzibur does not have to repeat the Shmona Esrei, right? The tzibur was yotzei, the chazaras hashatz, the repetition, without the Yalav Yavo. Why? So says the Gemara, it's a tircha l'tzibura, so it's a burden on the congregation. So since it's a burden on the congregation, we rely on the fact that the chazin will daven musaf. Right? So it's a combination. In other words, So an individual, right. So he'll have to do it again. The individual yachid, right? If I forget my shachris, my shmona esrei, if I forget Yalav Yavo, I can't rely on musaf. I have to daven again, like we know. But if the chazin, in his repetition, forgets the Yalav Yavo, he's allowed to rely on the fact that he'll be saying it during musaf anyway to cover the omission of the shachris. That's the halacha of the tzibur. Of the chazan.
So,
sure.
When the chazan is repeating Shimon Esrei, the entire congregation should be paying attention.
Yeah.
And wouldn't they say Yale Biyavo right away, and then the person would say
presumably, Yale. Yeah. But sometimes everyone doesn't realize. People's minds are wandering.
It's early in the morning.
The Mishabura makes your point. Let's say the Ramah. The Ramah adds, and this is where your point comes in, the Ramah adds that the same halacha would apply if the chazan on Shabbos daven straight through a weekday Shmona Esrei. Right? And nobody realizes it. So then the halacha is, does he have to repeat it? So an individual would have to. But the chazan does not have to repeat it because he can rely on the fact that he's going to daven a Shabbos Musaf. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, makes your point that how could nobody realize that he's davening a weekday Shmona Esrei? So the Mishnah Berurah says that maybe the case of the Ramah is when he was davening the Shabbos Shmona Esrei on Yom Tif. So that's already something that people might not realize. He forgot to say the Shabbos part and the Yom Tov, whatever it is. So then he can rely on the Musaf. So it's a more plausible case.
If you don't have proper kavanah as an individual, trust me.
Anything could happen.
I have said atochonin on Shabbos.
Wow.
You can
rely on your chazaras hashatz. That's clear. Yeah.
Would we distinguish that from the Sein Talamatar? Because most of we mentioned the concept of either Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, we don't mention the concept of Geshem.
So then he'll have to repeat. You'll have to go through the Chazal Shabbat. The Shulchan Aruch says, anything that a Yachid would have to repeat, a Chazan would have to repeat, with the exception of Yalav Yavo, because he can rely on the Musaf. That's how it's brought, right? So you're right. Right, Jeffrey's right. If a chazan would forget the same Talmud Mutter, seemingly he would have to repeat the Chazaras HaShatz. Now back to Yud, because I wrote a little bit out of order. Back to Yud, number 10 in the notes. The Mishnah Berurah says like this. Right, we just established that the tzibur, that the chazan, if he forgets Yalav Yavo during his repetition, he can rely on his musaf to cover that. Because of Tircha the Tzibura. What about an individual, right? If an individual forgets Yalav Yavo during Shacharis, so he's supposed to repeat his davening again. But what if he didn't realize his mistake until after he davened Musaf, right? So, he already davened Musaf. So the Knesset HaGadola says that your Yotze B'riyevet, after the fact your Yotze, you should not have relied on Musaf. It would have been preferable to daven your Shmon Esri again before Musaf. But if you didn't realize your mistake, well, you didn't ask until after you've already davened Musaf. So if it's good enough for the Shliach Tzibur to rely on the Musaf, so B'diyeved for an individual, it's also good enough that you mentioned it Musaf time. However, the Shiure Bracha, another sefer, brings from the Rashba, he was an early commentary, that a Yachid always has to go back and repeat, even if he davened Musaf already, and he had the Haskara, he had the mention of Rosh Chodesh in the Musaf. Right. So says the Achronim, so the commentaries explain, that this dispute between the Rashba and the Knesset HaGadola, the Knesset Tosfos Hagadolah says that after the fact, you can rely on the fact that you daven Musaf, but the Rashba says no, you have to repeat your Shachris, your Shmona Esrei from the morning. This would depend on the same question, that if you hold that davening Shmona Esrei without Yalav Yavoi is a zero, right? So then you can't rely on your Musaf even after the fact because you didn't daven Shachris. So that would be the Rashba. The Rashba says you have to repeat your Shmona Esrei regardless, because even though you already mentioned Rosh Chodesh in Musaf, but your Shacharis was a zero because you didn't say Yal V'Yavo. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Yehuda,
then you're going to make it
that up. Your Shmona Esrei was a Shmona Esrei, it's just that you forgot the Yal V'Yavo. Since I daven Musaf already, one can argue that you were Yotze, you fulfilled the obligation of mentioning Rosh Chodesh with the Musaf, and then there's room to understand the Knesset HaGadolah that the Musaf will cover the omission of the Yal V'Yavo during the Shacharis. So I was supposed to repeat the Shacharis, but if I daven Musaf already, if it's good enough for a Shliat Tzibor L'chatchila, it'll be good enough for the Yachid B'diyeved. Why? Because you were just missing a Hazkara, you were just missing mentioning Yal V'Yavoi, so I can, after the fact, I can rely on the Musaf to cover the omission of the Shacharis. That would be the argument of the Knesset HaGadolah. So again, so they don't say what the rationale are, but based on the understandings that we have before from Rabbeinu Yehuda and from the Chachamim of Parvincia, we can understand, we can plug that in and understand the argument between the Rashba and the Knesset HaGadolah. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say to do? Mishnah Berurah says to do the same thing that Rabbeinu Yonah said to do before. That if one did remember, if one did daven Musaf already, should he repeat his Shacharis with a Yal V'Yavo? So with the Machleges, so the Mishnah Berurah paskins to do the same thing that we do in the previous case. You should daven again with a stipulation. If I have to daven again, so I'm hereby davening again. If I don't have to daven again, I'm just offering a Nedava, a free will offering, a voluntary Shmona Esrei. That's the halacha over there. Now, coming back, so what's the pshat, what's the understanding that a chazin doesn't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei? If we're saying according to the Chachmi Parvincia, and if we're saying according to the Rashba, that if you omit the Yal V'Yavo, it's a zero, so right, how could a chazin rely on the Musaf? His repetition should be a zero. So the Stipler explains that we're forced to say that because of Tircha B'Tzibura, they did not incorporate the Yal V'Yavo as the matbeya for the repetition. Okay, for a yachid, okay, it's your Shmona Esrei. But for the chazin, where it's a different kind of a Shmona Esrei, right, it's not incorporated, and therefore he can rely for himself on the Musaf. Now, so Ezra, you brought this up before. What's the halacha regarding benching? So Rav Shmuel Ruzovsky in the Zichron Shmuel says the following. Says Rav Shmuel Ruzovsky, same kind of question. Now we're transitioning to benching, okay?
Number 12.
Very good. Imagine if a person is benching on Yom Tif that fell out on a Shabbos. So say it's Pesach and it's Shabbos together, and I benched and I forgot Ritzei. I forgot to mention Shabbos. So on the normal circumstances, you have to repeat the benching. I have to repeat it benching again. Uh-huh. What happens, I'm sure you can anticipate the question, what happens if the second time I bench, this time around, I forgot Yalav V'Yavo? So says Rav Shmuel Ruzovsky, it would depend on the same two opinions that we've been saying along until now. Again, we're making a transition here. We're making an application from the Shmona Esrei to the benching. So according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, that the Yalav V'Yavo, the insert, the Yalav V'Yavo and the Ritzei, right, is an overlay on the davening. It's not integral. It's not part and parcel. It's not the kishkas. It's not the bread and butter of the Shmona Esrei. It's an overlay of the Shmona Esrei. So the benching is the same thing. So since I benched the first time with the and the second time I benched with the Ritzei, so I can combine the two benchings, and between the two of them I've mentioned Shabbos and I've mentioned Yom Tif, so the two benchings I'll fulfill my obligation. But if you hold like the Chachmi Provinza, that the davening without the Yalav V'Yavoi is a zero, so presumably the benching without the Yalav V'Yavoi is also a zero, so therefore the first time around you bench without Yalav V'Yavoi, right, so it's without Ritzei, I should say, so it's a zero. The second time around you bench without saying Yalav V'Yavoi, so it's a zero, so you have to bench a third time and add both.
How's the mashma that the provincia are talking about anything other than Shmona Esrei?
So Rav Shmuel Ruzovsky makes this analogy. He assumes this on his own, because why should benching be different than Shmona Esrei? If the overlay of Yal V'Yavoi becomes a madeya, so then why shouldn't the Yal V'Yavoi?
Because
there's no nedava.
No, because benching is a suda. As I mentioned before we started. benching is triggered by a
suda. So now that I ate my suda, I have to bench, and if I don't say Ritzei on Shabbos, or if I don't say Al V'Yavai on Yom Tif, I have to bench again. So it's the same... Rosh Chodesh I don't, but Yom Tov and Shabbos I do, right? Because I had a Chiyuv Suda. Right. So the question is how to understand that. Why am I benching again? It's the same rationale that we have. Well, if I dive in without Yalav V'Yavai, I have to repeat my Shmon Esrei. How do I understand that? Is it that I owe a Yalav V'Yavai, or is it that I owe the entire Shmon Esrei? So presumably you have the same question here. I have to repeat the benching. Is it because I owe a Yalav V'Yavai or a Ritzei, or is it because I owe another benching? Right, so that would be the question. So Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, at least, I saw that other people make a distinction, but other people say that benching is worse. In other words, benching is for sure a matbeya. Some people argue, right? So you can argue either way. You can say that way too. Now, I want to point that one thing. So Ezra, you were asking before, like, who says it's a matbeya? So I wanted to point that one thing, that it's hard for me to understand that it should be a matbeya, because let's say, for example, Rosh Chodesh. In the evening, even though we say Yal V'Yavai, you don't have to repeat the benching. So you see that we sometimes say it, and it's not a matbeya, right? Sometimes you have to repeat it, sometimes you don't. So it's going to be floating. Sometimes it's sometimes it's integral, sometimes it's not. Even Tfilas Ma'ariv?
Because you can say because that's a Rishus.
No, so that's not what they say. They say because since it's not for sure going to be Rosh Chodesh yet, so therefore you don't have to repeat the Shemesh, because they're not Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh until the next morning, right? They ask that. Why don't we just say the reason is because of Rishus? They ask that. But that's not what they say. They say the reason is because it's not because they weren't Koveya Rosh Chodesh until the next morning. In the old days, the Bezdin would sanctify Rosh Chodesh the next day. So what I'm pointing out is that sometimes we're saying Yalav Yavo and it's not part of the Matbeya, right? In the evening, you don't have to repeat. Benching is the same thing. Let's say Shalav Shudis. It's still, but that's only because we know that tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh, but they weren't Mekadesh it in the evening, right? So let's say benching. On Shabbos morning, you have to repeat it if you forget Ritzei, but Shalav Shudis, you say Ritzei, you don't have to repeat. So it's just interesting that sometimes the insert is critical and sometimes it's not. Right, so it is interesting to think about: is it really the matbeya or not? Because sometimes you're saying it and it's not critical, and sometimes you're saying it and it is. But the achronim and the rishonim are debating when it is critical, like the morning benching or Rosh Chodesh of the morning or Shabbos and Yom Tif, where you have to repeat the benching. Right, so it is critical. Is it the pshat that you didn't daven at all, or you didn't bench at all, or is it the pshat that you did bench, you just owe the addition?
Is Friday night Ma'ariv also considered a rishus?
All Ma'arivs are considered a rishus. Some say that Tosfos says that rishus doesn't really mean it's a rishus. Rishus just means that if you don't have anything else to do, you have to. It just means that a mitzvah will push it away. And the Rif says that we already accepted it upon ourselves as a chol. Now, let's do one thing here. Now, you mentioned this before, Toby. So now, benching, you can't repeat the benching with an adava, with a voluntary offering, because there's no concept of a voluntary offering regarding benching. So in this kind of case, you would be stuck. You would not repeat benching a third time. Now, the Mikroi Kodesh has another interesting application of this. We know at the Seder night, one of the four cups is over the benching, right? So the first cup is the Kiddush, the second cup is after the Haggadah, the third cup is after the benching, and the fourth cup is after the Challah.
Right.
What if I bench on Pesach and I forgot Yalav V'Yavo? So I have to repeat the benching. Do I have to drink another cup? So we're assuming it's the same question. If my first benching that I benched was a benching, and I drank my third cup, I was Yotze the cup, I just have to bench again because I forgot Yalav V'Yavo. But if you say the benching without the Yalav V'Yavo is a zero, then the cup that I drank is nothing, doesn't count, and therefore I have to bench again and drink another cup as well, and I'll have five cups that night. That'll be the five cups.
Toby's going for this.
So that's the conclusion. No. Okay, Yashikoyach.
Yashikoyach.
How do I stop at this one?